got marketing? Does marketing matter? When you think of marketing, do you think of WISC, Super Bowl commercials, or perhaps an annoying yet catchy slogan? Do images of used car salesmen pop into your head? Or worse, do you think of relentless spam and clueless telemarketers? Marketing has become far more than an old lady crying, "Where's the beef?" Stuff like that is just a tactic. Marketing is about spreading ideas, and spreading ideas is the single most important output of our civilization. Hundreds of thousands of Sudanese have died because of bad marketing. Religions thrive or fade away because of the marketing choices they make. Children are educated, companies are built, jobs are gained or lost, all because of what we know and don't know about spreading ideas. Am I trivializing these important events by implying that marketing is at the heart of the issue? I don't think so. I think that commercials and hype trivialized marketing, but in fact, my definition of marketing casts a much wider net. These issues are too important not to be marketed. It's easy for the media and the public to focus on a small child trapped in a well or on a wacky auction on eBay. Some ideas spread far and wide and have a huge impact, while others, ideas even more valuable and urgent, seem to fade away. If marketers could tell a better story about the really urgent stuff, taking your medicine or sending peacekeepers where they belong, we would all benefit. If you care about the future of your company, your nonprofit, your church, or your planet, marketing matters. Marketing matters because whether or not you're in a position to buy a commercial, if you've got an idea to spread, you're now a marketer. Key fact. In 2003, pharmaceutical companies spent more on marketing and sales than they did on research and development. When it comes time to invest, it's pretty clear that spreading the ideas behind the medicine is more important than inventing the medicine itself. Before, during, and after the Golden Age. Before the Golden Age of television, marketing wasn't particularly important. Companies made commodities, things that people needed. If you could make something that answered a need, was fairly priced, and well distributed, you'd do just fine. Farmers didn't worry too much about marketing corn. Blacksmiths knew they'd do well if they could shoe a horse for a fair price. And the local barber cut hair. People bought stuff they needed, and those with a skill made money providing for their customers' needs. During the Golden Age, if you had enough money, you could buy a ton of television commercials and magazine ads and tell the story of your choice to each and every consumer. But you had to market to all the consumers at once. There were only three channels, after all. You had 60 seconds to tell a simple story, and if you did a good job, you could create demand. Instead of satisfying a need, you could actually create a want. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ring around the collar. You're soaking in it. Television was a miracle. It enabled companies with money to effortlessly create more money. Consumers would gladly pay extra for Tony the Tiger or would wait in line to see the new 1954 Chevrolet. To grow your company, all you had to do was create a commercial that generated demand and then make something to sell. Businesses quickly recalibrated and fell in love with what they thought was marketing, using commercials to sell more stuff. Marketers had a great run. Truly average products were sold for significant markups because of good advertising. Entire industries were born. Stores were invented, the supermarket, just to sell the things that were now in demand because of commercials. This was the age of the mass market, when all consumers were equal and you could sell anything to anyone. The best brands told stories, but all products with decent ads made money. Then it all fell apart. In a heartbeat, television commercials ceased to be the one-stop shop for all marketers. As consumers, we realize that we don't trust commercials, we don't watch them, and we've got so many other ways to hear stories that they've lost their effectiveness. At the same time, though, marketing now is more powerful than it has ever been before. That's because the new techniques have even more impact. because they're more subtle. If you aren't doing as well as you'd like, it's probably because you're acting like the golden age is still here. It's not. In the last century, marketers fell in love with telling stories via commercials on television, and we forgot about other, more effective ways to spread our ideas. After the golden age, in what should be marketing's darkest hour, the industry has reinvented itself. This is a program about the new kind of marketing. It's about telling stories, not buying commercials. Marketing is the story marketers tell to consumers, and then maybe, if the marketer has done a good job, the lie consumers tell themselves and their friends. Those stories are no longer reserved for television commercials or junk mail. They are everywhere. Some marketers focus so hard on the facts of their offering that they forget to tell a story at all, and then wonder why they failed. I've spent the last year thinking about why some things spread and others don't. Why do some organizations start strong and then falter, while others can gradually grow in importance and profit and keep it going forever? Marketers can no longer use commercials to tell their stories. Instead, they have to live them. Yes, marketing matters. It matters so much that we have an obligation to do it right. Marketing has become more powerful than it has ever been before. It's not an overstatement to say that marketing changes the world on a daily basis. I think it's time we figured out how to make it work the way it should. When you know the secret, things look different. In Greenwich Village, there's a wildly popular bar and nightclub called Lucky Chang's.